c'est mi. Oui. Alright, so one night I was on E. Yeah, I've never tried E before. But you know, tonight just oh, I guess it's tonight. Well, tonight I ended up popping two E pills, three triple stacks each. You know, I'll be the first to say that. I don't care. I don't mind. I'm George, so what? Well, anyways, three, so that's six.
So, how do you feel?
I feel, you know, honestly, I'm a little let down.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't feel extremely horny right now?
You know, I gotta be honest with you now. I wish I did.
I thought it was supposed to instigate some feelings.
Well, maybe when you're in that situation, but in the past couple hours, I haven't been in that situation. In the past couple hours, I was stuck under a tree thinking, fuck, what is that feeling? Is that, are those ants crawling down my neck? Or is that just, you know, me tripping the fuck out? But it turns out, I thought about it. No.
And what happened?
I'm under a tree. There should be ants. So anyways, I bugged them off my shoulders and stuff. And then I panicked. I'm like, fuck, am I tripping out? And I called and I was texting my this, hey, man, I want to go home now. I'm like, I want now, you know, whatever. And she comes out thinking I'm having a panic attack. I'm like, no, man, I just thought there was some ants going down my neck. Anyways, turns out it was fine. You guys came out and I was like, oh, shit, what did I say?
You know, but
like,
did you end up having a good time? I mean,
yeah, I'm having a fucking good time right now. But, well, here we are.
That's right.
Six stacks.
That's right.
And that's the end of this recording. I just ended that recording. Unless you want me to continue.
Hey, man, that was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good.
Thanks, man.
Hey, so, tell us about the first time you ever did E.
First time I ever did E. Damn, it's actually kind of funny.
Well, how does it feel right now? How do you feel? The lights tripping you out? Is
I gotta tell you the truth, dude. You know?
No. Is it weird that you're in LA?
Nothing. I feel completely fucking sober. And it's weird because Melissa's over there tripping her balls out. And I'm over here like, fuck, man, I wish I was tripping more out.
Yeah, but initially she wasn't really tripping that hard, and that's why she wanted the second one.
That's right.
Now she got in. Look where she's at.
Yeah, now she's in it.
Now she's in it.
Maybe you need to get instigated a little bit more.
Maybe.
Get on that mic right there, Melissa.
I need to get stimulated a little bit more.
Melissa, go stimulate him.
Stimulation needs to vibe through the air right now.
Put the headphones on.
Good times. Good times, people. Good times.
Your double six stack mic.
Oh, this is too much. Peace. Is it blowing your mind? A little bit.
Okay, this is not giving you awkward silences, because awkward silences are a waste of time, and that's just not.
That's bad for the radio.
I think I'm the only one crossfading right now.
All right, well, since you're crossfading, well, how can you speak to us, Tran?
It's like,
it's your,
yes. Hey, Eileen, tell us about your art show tonight. Yeah. And you had art.
Big art show tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. I did. It was my first art show. I feel very, very glad that I got to be a part of Booze and Pancakes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was, although it was in the back in a really dark corner. Fuck it, I was there. Who cares? I was there.
You know what? I walked past your art several times just to kind of check out who else was checking it out. And there was a lot of people looking at it.
True.
Yeah. Every time I went, I didn't see.
Notice how you said you walked past it. He didn't stop staring and say, I know her.
I didn't want to show off too much. I know that artist. I know the artist.
I'm with the artist.
But it's okay though. You say you were in a dark corner somewhere.
Well,
think about it. That same moment, I was under a dark tree thinking there was an ant crawling down my neck. That's no fucking joke. That's exactly what happened.
So
what was
basically
happening.
What had happened is we were in the same place at the same time. We just didn't know.
Wow, that's.
Well, now we do. Not as everybody else. Everybody else knows now, too. It's not that much of a secret now, is it?
We only have like 100,000 listeners right now, so not that many people know about it.
You'll be fine.
It was a good show. So tomorrow there's going to be the second show, May 4th.
Today, no one will give a shit tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's right. That's right. that'll be interesting. I hope the bands are going to be as badass as they were tonight, because those guys were really kicking ass.
I only like that one band. Everyone else was boring.
That band was really good. They were mixing, what was it? Did you say swing and electro?
House
and swing.
You and Melissa were like initially the only, you, Melissa, and John here were the only ones on the floor dancing.
And then we pumped it up, man. We pumped it up.
Yeah. Oh, John.
People were like coming and then they were like moving and shaking their asses and it was like awesome.
Pastries with teeth.
Is John shaking his ass?
Pastries with teeth. He really was. He was like getting down and he was like making shit pop.
Give me an example there, John.
Shake it, John.
Shake it.
Let me
see that. All right. Later.
Good time.
Busy.
Eileen, what did you think of some of the other art?
I thought that it was very, very professional. It was very legitimate. It was very, you know, they could tell the passion within the different artists. You can tell that they really, really put their being into creating something that they wanted to show other people. And I thought that was very, very, very well displayed.
The event was pretty well organized, you know.
It was, you know.
Typically, when you go to these like warehouse galleries in the artist district, it's kind of like free for all, whatever.
Yeah,
but
people
this thing
are
was
just
like
no,
professional.
This is, yeah, this is really the guy himself, Tom Curlin. He said he put it up there. He said you guys should be not only doing.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My bad. We just lost one.
Oh.
Mel is over there drifting around, circling.
She's having a good time.
Yeah. She took off her earphones.
Apparently, lights are very, very, very interesting when you're on ecstasy.
I suppose. I'm pretty okay. They're annoying me.
Anyway, the point is it was a good night. I really liked it.
What's next, Eileen?
Let's turn off the lights.
They're going to go in my room and get hung on the wall.
No, but you're creating new art all the time, right? You should be.
Yeah, I have some ideas of other stuff to do. I like the idea of implementing glass on canvas. I thought that's very interesting. It's apparently a whole art to do that. But
do you want to blow your own glass and make your own glass?
Or? No, my idea is recycled most of the time, so it's going to be glass that's broken, that's thrown away, and I'm just going to snatch it right up and implement it so it won't be not only a hazard, but in the dumps.
Try melting that down, making it into blown glass. It'd be doper. That's dope. Recycling.
I don't know.
That. Just me expanding it.
I'm too clumsy.
My apologies.
I'm too clumsy for that.
Oh, I can help you.
I'd probably, really fuck up somehow.
It'd be fine.
Do you know how to do that?
I know how to do anything.
You know how to melt glass and blow it up.
If I learn, I know I can do it.
Have you done it, though? Then you're full of shit.
No. I have a list of all this shit I can do.
Well, that's obviously not one of them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know what? Just for that, I'm gonna learn tonight. I'm learning your fucking face tomorrow. I'm serious. That's exactly what I'm gonna do, Ben. Before I go to sleep, I'm gonna look it up and I'm gonna learn. And I'm like, ha.
You already fucked up. It's too late. It's too late.
No.
It's too late.
No. Because no one will give a fuck tomorrow. And when I say this tomorrow, they'll go fuck about that. And that's all that matters. I learned. And got rubbed in Eileen's face. But for now, I don't know how to blow glass. And I suck. You can rub that in my face now. But until then.
So have you done any tattoos lately?
Yeah.
Did you do anyone this week?
No.
Did you do it to them hard and make them bleed?
Actually, the last person I did a tattoo on was myself. And yes, I did do it to myself hard and I did make myself bleed.
That sounds rough.
Shit hurt. It's right here in my thigh. I wish I could show you guys a picture. Some character was to come out with two eyes, ended up with one.
Really?
How that happened.
You should have been on ecstasy that time.
You're supposed to have a perfect smile. For some reason, it went through a horrible battle with gingivitis after. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have had a mirror down there, like a teenage girl. To make
I was
sure
looking
you were doing
right.
Shit
I don't need a mirror.
But, just make sure everything's in the right place.
But I wish I suck until now. You gotta practice, start somewhere.
That's right.
Might as well fuck myself up by fucking you up.
That's right. Practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah, it does.
So what would you say is your most interesting tattoo that you've done on somebody?
It's going to have to be out of all a Raider symbol.
Is it because you're a fan?
No, it's just because it was the first one I did.
Raider symbol. Where was that located?
Honestly, I grew up with the Raiders.
Really?
You know, I grew up with all that stuff. You know, it was always around me. Now I don't really care.
And was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
That's hardcore.
I gave her more props.
That is hardcore.
It was on her left ass cheek, for the record.
Was it a good left ass cheek, or was it a, I don't know about this right now.
She was actually pretty hot. She was light skinned.
Tiger scars.
Mole on the upper left corner. I remember that for sure.
So that's why it was your favorite, because half of the time you were all slobbering. The other half you were trying to get your shit together.
Sorry, it was just another ass. I wasn't all ridiculous. Come on.
How many times have I said that? Ass comes and goes, people. It exactly. Comes and goes. Bitches come and go.
You know what I saw? I saw the money after she gave it to me after I finished tattooing. You know, it's just an ass.
It was good?
It's sitting in front of me, but it was just there. I was making it bleed. Give it to her heart. But I didn't take it. I did not take it. I'm sorry for the taking. Not sick. Moving on now.
Jeremy, don't put this on the air.
Too late for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No. Everything we do is on the air.
I don't know why I face.
The recording sign isn't on, so I don't believe you.
Okay. I'll play it for
you
later.
Dick,
then.
You just turned it on right now.
Well, here we are. Even if we did just start right now. George. Right here on Skid Row Studios. What's up, LA?
We're fucking up, man. Fucking up.
You'll be fine, dude.
What's up with that?
Anyways, let's go over what we did again. How's Melissa? Update. And we have...
John over here. John, come on in. Tell a story.
The booty shaker.
Be cool. Be cool with it, like us. Like we're trying to pretend to be. Put on the earphones.
Can I just make something up?
Well, put on the earphones first. And then
I ran out of material, so just start.
The earphones are right there, connected to that cord hanging off the table. Right in front of you.
George is using the wrong headphones.
Oh. Switch. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Bam. Does it really matter?
There you go. You hear us now?
Hey.
Everyone
just heard that.
Hey. Yeah. So I guess I'm using the wrong headphones.
Yes, now it's your time to do story time.
So,
how was your night?
What's up, John?
Are you on ecstasy, first of all, or are you crossfading?
No, I'm one. Well,
because we all want to know.
I've just been drinking.
Are you horny?
I have liquor and partially. I have liquor and I have just regular beer. So that's cool.
All right.
You want to call that crossfading?
I see your nipples are instigated. What's up with that?
I'm excited. This is fun.
Oh.
I mean, I'm surprised everyone else's nipples aren't just like popping out right now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Mel,
are your nipples excited?
She has no idea.
No. She said no, people. She said no.
Concentrate on the light.
It wasn't happening for her.
All right. So, so far tonight, beer is a big story, I thought. You were the one with the art show going on tonight.
Yes,
right?
that was really on. Fun. That was my first time. And I was excited.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I was like so excited. I got sick this week and I actually ended up going to the emergency room today because I got I got too excited and I was freaking out.
That's kind of like, I've never been that excited.
Yeah, I didn't know.
As a little kid with my best toys coming.
I could be that excited, and I was, and I ended up in the emergency room. But I'm cool now, people. I'm cool. That's the point. Like, I obviously can't handle my shit, but, you know.
And you're fine.
Hey, so how do you guys all know each other?
All right, I'll start. All right, I know Mel through high school. And apparently I know Eileen through high school, but
apparently,
we don't know.
We went to the same high school.
We didn't know each other.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'll let Eileen take it.
I met all of them tonight.
Okay, John's new.
What John said.
So me and Mel went to the same middle school. We ended up dating the same guy.
Nice.
And
how was that?
At first I was the evil bitch.
Oh, I knew him.
Yeah. That's how we met.
That's right.
We all dated the same guy.
Exactly. And
too
drunk.
I know.
Yeah.
We knew you had some kinky in there. Those nipples were too pointy tonight.
Hey, thought so.
So we met through him, and now...
best friends.
What neighborhood was this?
In the city of Southgate.
Southgate.
Oh, Southgate Middle School. That's right.
You know Southgate Middle School?
Where the Cholas be at.
That's where I went.
And you walk down the street, and they're like, where are you from? And I'm just kind of like, I'm from L.A.? Where are you from?
L.A.?
Am I the only one that's happened that to? I get confused every time they ask
me. I usually don't get picked up at Cholos.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't really.
So everyone here is born and raised in L.A.?
I was born and raised in L.A.
L.A. County.
Yeah.
L.A. County. L.A. area.
Yep. Where were you born? What city exactly?
I was born in Hollywood in the hospital called the Queen of Angels.
That sounds pretty dope. Sure. I gotta admit, I was born in East Los Angeles. Fucking
you lost.
L.A.
You lost.
So what?
No, mine's more boring.
Who's the most beaten guy here?
Melissa, where are you born? Where are you from?
I was born in Artesia and in a hospital called Pioneer Hospital, and it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh,
hospital
my God.
Went out of business right after they got rid of it. I was like, ah, oh, we can't.
I was the only girl born that day at that hospital.
Oh, you think you're so cool.
What day were you born on?
We were November 18th.
We were both born on the 18th.
Wow.
She's November and I'm March. So it was just meant to be, man.
Sounds like it.
Where were you born, John?
March 3rd. Oh, where? Or
where? Where?
Where? I was born in Bellflower.
Bellflower.
Kaiser.
I think all your stories. Wait, what about you, Jeremy? Where are you born?
I was born in a big pink hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii.
In Honolulu? Okay, I fucking lost.
All right, you can't just stop there. You gotta keep
going. I know.
It was a naval hospital.
The 007.
You win.
It was called
you
Tripler win. Hospital. And everybody that lives there knows it as the Big Pink Hospital on the hill.
Wow.
And I went back there years later to try to visit the hospital I was born in. But it's a military base, so I couldn't even get on to see the hospital.
Why couldn't you just be like, I was born here, bitch, let me in?
They didn't give a fuck.
Oh, sucks.
I
still say you should have been screaming up in there.
My hospital doesn't exist anymore either.
Aww. I don't even know if my hospital still exists.
I hope mine does.
Jesus, no one else does.
Well, I'm pretty sure Kaiser might still be there.
No, Kaiser's definitely still there.
Hey, so I got a question for everybody. What do you think is the benefit of growing up in a city like Los Angeles or around Los Angeles? Something that other
you meet
people.
A lot of people.
That's easy. You become a gangster and you become a professional.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the male perspective.
The fuck? Or you can just be a professional gangster.
Exactly. But yeah, I know how to manipulate that. Yeah, I know. It depends on you, man. Do you take advantage or you just let it die through your fingers?
I don't know, man. The gangster thing, it feels to me overrated. And it doesn't sound like there's a lot of ass involved as they promise.
No.
They promise a lot of ass. And I never...
He's talking about being dope.
I never see it cracking. I never do.
I just broke the mic.
It seems like a big disappointment to me. I don't know.
Maybe it should be more extreme than people make it?
I feel like it's... You know, if you're a gangster, if you're original gangster, you know, you can, like he said, you can play the game, you can get away with stuff, and like, I feel like it's not like that anymore. Now it's little middle schoolers trying to be cool, and they're little gangs, and like...
That's just because you're old now.
Yeah, exactly.
Even as I was in middle school, it was like, come on, man, like, why? What's the point of that, man?
That means you were doper than all of us. Or you're just a nerd and you just start like to see from the
sidelines. I think I'll stick with number two. I was a nerd. Yeah. I think I'm just a nerd.
Do you think the gangs are
nerd.
As strong as they've always been here in LA, or has it died off some?
I think it has died off some.
Maybe. I don't know. I would say it's died off some. But maybe it's just not getting any coverage.
Yeah. I think before it was a main headliner often, and now it's not really that much.
Back, like, of course, the gangster rap, early 90s, all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I mean, I know that there was a lot of high schools that they even had pat downs to get in because it was such an issue before.
LA County.
Whereas it's not. I feel I haven't really seen that as much as before. Crenshaw High, it's like a freaking metal detectors.
They still have the metal detectors.
Kids nowadays.
I don't know if they do now, but I know they did back then.
Yeah, back then. You're my brother's school. Hacienda Heights.
You know, Hacienda Heights. You know what else? What is it? The Jaguars. They're like near Paramount. I can't remember the name of the school.
Jordan.
There you go. Jordan. Jordan had a really huge issue back then, but I don't know if they have that.
Any high school named Jordan is really good.
Have you guys ever had to...
I beat them in chocolate.
Have to deal with any gang issues where, like, you know, some guy comes up to you and asks you where you're from and you know, like, what he's talking about? And
not so much.
No?
I seen a guy. I used to live right outside of the
Where park, does that happen?
And I saw some guy...
You know what? That happens in fucking Cudahy at 11 o'clock at night.
Shut
like,
the fuck up.
It does happen in Cudahy.
Walk around in Cudahy.
Back in Hacienda Heights. And this guy was walking out of the park. And he had like a boombox or whatever, and he was chilling, whatever. And I was like playing catch with my neighbor's uncle who lives across the street, and we're messing around. And then like we hear like a commotion, and this guy got fucking stabbed with a goddamn Phillips head screwdriver for his little ghetto blaster. And some guy picked up and
jammed. Wow.
And then like the fucking news, cameras and whatever came afterwards. It was kind of funny. It was just like crazy, like madness around my place. But I just remember looking around, and my neighbor, he was like, go, go. That was like the only time I've come.
So
like,
back in the day of the like Zoot Suit riots, where kind of a lot of those gangs got formed, like the reason to have the gang was to protect that neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then later it changed into something where like people are getting stabbed for fucking radio.
Yeah, you know, I understand that more now, especially studying that, where you know all these gangs and all these.
You just brought back to high school. I was just brought back to high school saying Zoot Suit.
All this stuff was. This was really from where that came from. And growing up in it, you don't really realize that that's how it all started. You just know that, you know, this corner is this gang, this corner is that gang, and you're not sure, like, why is this happening? And it sucks to know that the whole, our history has evolved from the Zoot Suit kind of area that the gangs are even here now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think...
Gangs are always there, man.
I think LA is whatever you need it to be.
So that's the major difference between a major metropolitan area like Los Angeles and like some shithole small town in the middle of America. Like, you can't have certain opportunities in those other towns. Here, you can do anything you want.
Oh, yeah. Overall, yeah.
At your fingertips, man.
Yeah.
California should just be its own country. We don't need the rest of it.
That seems like.
We don't need the rest of it.
We need the rest of the world.
No, you don't.
Made in China?
If we just float off,
how much do you see that around?
How well do we benefit from other states, though?
Yeah,
seriously.
Come on.
We don't really.
Yes, like, we do.
We have everything.
Yeah. Well, other states. Everything. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, states. I'm talking about states. Oh, not countries. Apologies. States.
Not probably. Like beaches, mountains, deserts.
That's right. We can go snowboarding one day. We can go surfing the next.
All in the same
we
day.
Can go hiking. We can go diving off a cliff. 50-foot cliff, Chantry Flats.
We have really good...
Dude, you're in LA. You can do that all in the same day.
Yeah.
We can wine taste. We can drive by a cow and tip over a cow.
We have sequoias.
We have sequoias.
We have redwoods.
Does that make you never... So does that make you feel like there's no reason to ever leave LA?
Yeah, because there's so much you'll never stop exploring.
I'll say this. I will never fully like move out of California.
Yeah. There's no point.
But I would... I want to travel everywhere.
Yeah, definitely.
But
travel, yeah.
My home will always
be California. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's right what me and Jeremy have talked about before, where we live here so long, we take it granted how much we have and how much it's special here, where people from other states are just, like, dreaming of being in California, and the weather is just so not like it here.
San Diego has some bitchin'-ass weather.
Yeah.
Because we get a little muggy here and there. It's like, yeah. San Diego is, like, perfect.
Perfect.
San Diego was perfect.
Hate them in the weather.
Last weekend.
Yeah. I'm saying that as a Southern Californian. like we already have good weather. Like, yeah. But I envy theirs.
And you don't realize how lucky we are for having that until you go to the East Coast, like Jeremy over here, who is traumatized by the cold.
Would you ever move to a different country? Just to say you don't have to stay there forever, but maybe a year.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Go to another country.
I want
to
spend a year in a bunch of phones.
Yeah.
I want to go, like, when I move and, like, travel around, I want to live there for, like, a year and then take off somewhere else.
What's number one on your list of a place you want to go to?
Only because... like unlimited money status or like
most you now? Just you can go there and do whatever you want. Where do you want to be? New Zealand?
Exactly. Woo, high five.
That's
high
where
five.
Eileen wants to
Boom,
go.
Boom, that's where I want to go. That
Why
is
New Zealand?
Because it's beautiful looking. There's like crazy animals. And then
Australia. That's exactly
Australia,
where I
want to
go.
Australia's
right across
there.
Exactly.
And you have, like, if you want to be scared of shit, you have like the most deadliest animals in all the world.
Oh my God.
Everywhere.
Dude, just 9 out of 10 most crazy, dangerous right? fucking venomous snakes are all in Australia. All that is
Australia has everything. Camel spiders. Fuck that.
It's the country of hell. That's what hell
that whole area.
Was whole area like the inspiration of hell is Australia.
And my tied for favorite animal is right off the coast as well in Tasmania. I love Tasmanian devils. Tasmanian devils and cheetahs
They're
are my two
beasts,
favorite
man.
Animals.
They're
but
scary
those
as fucking,
are fucking like
marsupials.
Crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know my favorite animal
They're almost
is?
Gone.
What?
George.
George?
Yeah.
I need to be filled
in. Jeremy, would you ever move out of California since you came from Pennsylvania yourself?
I've wanted to come to California ever since I was a very small kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I never say never for anything. Like, I love New York City as well. And I want to live in other countries as well and experience different cultures. But I do think that California is what I would, the closest thing I would call to home.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, yeah, like John, like I would want to travel other places.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Tokyo.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Tokyo would be fun. That's definitely
just because it's so radically different culturally, you know?
Yeah. That's definitely.
That's the only thing about me and traveling. Like, I would be deathly afraid of going to a new country and not being able to communicate at all with people.
That's fine.
I think
you can.
That's the it's, fun part.
Yeah.
You
have to get by, like, every day. But then, like, even if, like, you start to pick up things in there and, like, body language, gestures, it gets a long way. Like, you can kind of get what
I would be
out.
So fucked. I would be lost in circles. Like, hey I'll be in the closet locking myself, like, in the bathroom. Like, I don't know what's going
time.
On. I don't know what's going on.
She's in
on.
Japan, just, like,
I don't
mad.
Understand what's going on. What are they saying?
In a lot of other countries, though, you'll find that you're always going to find someone that speaks English somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. That's true. Everybody speaks English.
I've been to Paris and Amsterdam, and in Paris, you know, they hate speaking English, but
yeah.
About Mandarin.
I got through it, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think you don't English, so it's not that bad. I don't know, man. I'm scared. Obviously, I'm the little bitch in this situation.
As Spanish,
obviously.
As Spanish speakers, though, you have so much of the world that you can go to. All of South America, Spain.
Hell yeah.
Like, the Spanish language Spain. Opens you up to so many places.
Yeah. España.
There's a lot of beautiful land down there, man.
Corazón.
All right, I think we should do one of those things where we have to talk to each one of us individually in a circle. You guys start.
Okay, what's the question?
Because I got one.
What's the question?
You asked a question.
We'll figure it out. It's your idea.
Why are you here tonight?
I am here because I am with the love of my life, Jeremy. At the moment, the
He's
love of
so
my life.
Cute, you know?
Jesus Christ. For the next 5 minutes.
Mr. Cuddly Poo.
John, why are you here?
Why are you here, man? Because I just recently fell in love with Jeremy.
Jeremy as well. Thank you, man.
I just... This is my 5 minutes, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside
I'm gonna have to take you down if it's more than 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'll allow.
I don't know. That's why I came.
Okay. George, why are you here? Besides being on ecstasy and rolling your ass off right now.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. But I'm here. And being advantage that I'm here. Well... Here. Anyways, Mel, why are you here tonight?
Would you like to share, Mel?
Why am I here?
Yeah, why are you here?
Such an intense question, though.
Dude, just answer the question. Why are you here?
I'm not asking you what led you.
I'm just like, funny.
Where do we come from?
From when you first yeah, remember your first
why
memory.
Why are we here?
How did you get here?
Wait, what's your name?
And 50 words or less.
All day.
I'm here supporting my best friend in the whole wide world.
Oh, that's me.
Oh. I know her too.
Yeah, we've introduced ourselves. What about you, Jeremy? Why are you here?
Um, I think many years of exploration have brought me to this point in time.
I like that.
Yeah.
he thought really long and hard about that one.
Ever since I was last year, I'm like,
California, man, it pulls you in. Pulls you in.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. I can't complain.
Mm-mm. Like a lover's arm, sometimes you just can't say no. 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 And next thing you know, you're still in there. All over again.
Okay, but the temperature fine. Is awesome.
Because you're bored. As soon as the other Mrs. Right, quote unquote, comes along, you're going to those too.
It's not going
to
be Minnesota.
Hey, man. Yeah. Moment of time. Moment of time. Exactly. Enjoy the moment. Exactly. Enjoy the moment.
When the moment's not there, call the ex.
How do you feel, Mel? Better? Mm-hmm. Are you able to drive?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good. It's getting kind of late, you guys. Some people need to sleep. What time is it? 2:25.
I go to sleep, crack kids.
What time is that? Acting my age?
What? What?
Responsibilities. They're catching up with us.
Yeah, man. I remember when... I don't know about you guys, but...
No.
You just wanted to stay up past curfew, man.
I never really had a curfew, actually.
What's up with that? I'm like, am I like the only person that had a fucking curfew?
Like, I guess I had a curfew. I never used it.
I just understood. Like,
oh my God.
It wasn't listed. It was just, I knew out. Like once it started kind of dark, like I gotta get home. Like, how? What age are you talking here?
I'm talking like, for a while. I'm talking like till you were like 18. Like,
oh, see, I would say until I was like
14.
Like, decent curfew where it's like, I gotta get one home because
boys are different.
I see shit coming down like the
that's just fucked up
down.
Though. I think that's fucked up. Like, why is it different with boys? Like, that's fucked up. Is it because they can't get pregnant? They can still get diseases.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's not like a
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty much because we can get pregnant.
Yeah.
What about you, George? When was your fucking curfew? Because obviously I'm the only one angry about this.
Wait, well, yeah,
I wish I could just say something simple,
how
but I
early
can't.
Was your curfew? You're so mad.
Yeah. How early was your curfew? That's that.
You had to be in bed by like 6.
I was like in the dungeon by 6, showering by
liar.
8, and then.
Then you rode the boat all across the Atlantic?
Yes. And then at 9, I had
Atlantic
to be
Boulevard.
In bed.
Guess what?
What?
Here you are.
And here I am. No curfew now, bitches. I'm free. No
actually,
curfew now.
Well, I think you had like 15. You gotta get going.
Oh, that's right.
I have a warm glass of milk over there for
yeah.
you. You're just gonna knock it right out.
I think I'm done for the night, you guys.
All right, Ali. It's nice talking to you. I'll talk to you one time. Bye. And Melissa, and Jeremy, and John. Okay.
Night, have
guys.
A good night, guys. Bye.
This is George Black.